The Providence College men's basketball team plays a pretty big game tonight at the Dunk. It's against number 6 Villanova. The Friars are having a very strong season so far. They're ranked number 3 right now in the Big East Conference. And with a preview of tonight's game, we have Rhode Island Public Radio's sports blogger, Mike Shostak, with us. So, Mike, what's at stake tonight for the Friars?
Good afternoon, Dave. There's a lot at stake tonight, and the Dunk should be rocking when Villanova comes to town for the 8 o'clock tip. And this is really a statement game for Providence. They've played well this season. They played very well, in fact. They've had some ups and downs. They're trying to rebound from a tough loss at Xavier last Saturday, and there's no way to rebound better than against the number 6 team in the country.
Sure. At that Xavier game, Friars coach Ed Cooley walked off the court at halftime, and he was hospitalized under observation. The Friars, I think, were leading at that point, and they eventually lost. It was still a close game. How is Cooley doing these days?
Cooley's fine. He left with about 2 minutes gone in the second half and left without any explanation, so his players were puzzled, and even though they were leading at the time, they eventually did lose. He spent Saturday night at a hospital in Cincinnati, returned to Rhode Island on Sunday, and is fine and is totally psyched for the game tonight.
Looks like a pumped-up Dunk.
Yeah, that's true.
While PC takes on Villanova, the University of Rhode Island has a big game itself tonight in Philadelphia. Mike Shostak, how's URI doing so far this season?
URI could be one of the stories in college basketball this season. The Rams have struggled mightily in recent years. They showed some glimmers of hope last season. They're 8-2 in the Atlantic 10, tied for first place with Virginia Commonwealth, and they're off to their best start in close to 20 years. They should be favored over St. Joseph's tonight, even though it's a road game.
But sometimes you go into that gym at St. Joe's, and it's just everyone against you. So yeah. It's an atmospheric thing there, too.
That's very true. It's a small gym. I think the capacity is only about 4,200. So if they get some supporters in there, it could be a little difficult for the Rams, but I still think Rhode Island will come out on top.
The University of Rhode Island coach, Dan Hurley, recently was quoted as saying that even he was surprised at how quickly the Rams have gelled. And at this point, can we call it Dan Hurley's team yet?
I think there's no question that it's Dan Hurley's team because the players on the team, many of them he has recruited, and they have bought into his style of play, his philosophy. They are one of the best defenses in the country so far this season. They play tenacious defense, and that is many times the first way to turn a program around. There's no question that this is his team. It's his third year. He had some growing pains his first year. They showed signs of hope last year. And this year, they've already won more games than they did a year ago. So they have turned the program around down there.
Everyone's going to have some games where you get blown away. You're going to have games where you run away with the victory. But both PC and URI have had many close games this season. What does that tell you?
It tells me, Dave, that the Friars and the Rams have learned how to win. They've learned how to apply that discipline, that focus, and that commitment at crunch time in close games. And when I looked at their schedules this year, I was really startled just to add up the number of close games that each team has won. Providence has won 6 games by 4 points or fewer, 2 in overtime. URI has won 7 games by 5 points or fewer, and they can boast a pair of 1-point victories. So when a team is winning close games like that, there is no question that they have learned how to win.
Okay, big games for the URI Rams and the PC Friars tonight. Sports blogger Mike Shostak, thanks for stopping by and talking with us.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mike Shostak is a longtime sports writer for the Providence Journal. He now blogs about sports for us, Rhode Island Public Radio. You can follow his reporting at the On Sports blog at ripr.org. And this is Rhode Island Public Radio.